Welcome to Shomar Shovan, the Daf Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm back with Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Baba Kama Daf Chof Beis. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings the Mishnah that we're going to see later in Daf Samech Beis. And the Mishnah there says that when you have a gomel, you have a camel that is full of pishton, has on it linen, has on it flax, and it goes with Shusarabim, and it lits in the candle, which is put outside by the chenvani, by the owner of the house, by the grocer. So the owner of the house, the chenvani, is chayav because you're not supposed to put a candle outside. But the Mishnah says, and ner chanukah, you're potter for putting the candle outside because you're supposed to put the candle outside. First, I already pointed out, why is this part doing here in our Gemara and Daf Chof Beis, the part of ner chanukah, doesn't really belong to the discussion of the Gemara. The Gemara just wants to bring a rayo from the fact that the camel's chayav, not the ner chanukah yupater. But I'll call upon him in our Gemara, you do mention these words. And because it's a little bit in Yom Diyar, you're getting close to Chanukah. So we'll mention the Indian that has to do with this Mishnah that says ner chanukah yupater. So first of all, a fascinating thing. When you look throughout Shas Mishnayos, this is the only Mishnah that mentions ner chanukah. Chanukah is mentioned a few times in Mishnayos regarding the times, time of Bikurim and things like that. But regarding the actual candle of Chanukah, Ner Chanukah is mentioned only once in the entire Shas Mishnayos, and that's in this Mishnah. So, Aloy Dovru, why is Ner Chanukah not mentioned in the Mishnah at all? The Iker Sugi of Ner Chanukah is the Gemara in Shabbos, in Perek Bavim Adlikin. What's shot in this? So many of the Sforim bring it, many of the Sifrei Chassidus speak about it. And so is mentioned in the Pachad Yitzchok, in the first Maimer on Chanukah, that the idea of Chanukah, the Gilui of Chanukah, was the Gilui of Torah Sheba'al Peh. The big revelation that came in Chanukah was Torah Sheba'al Peh. And Torah Sheba'al Peh, the din is, Torah Sheba'al Peh, mi'ikar din loy nitan li kotev. It's not supposed to be written. Because the essence of Torah Sheba'al Peh, it's something that's developing in the hearts and minds of Am Yisrael, and not to be written. The Mishnah, in comparison to the Gemara, is more Torah Shebichtav than the Gemara. And Pachad Yitzchok points out that in the Mishnah, you still have Chesur Mechzor Ve'achiktani, you have to fix the language, you're using the written word. It's not only the understanding. Gemara is considered to be more Torah Sheba'al Peh. Chanukah, which is the Chag of Torah Sheba'al Peh, is only written explicitly with all the halachas and the dinim in the full Torah Sheba'al Peh. Now, it's not written in Torah Shebichtav, not even in the Mishnayos, which is a little more Torah Shebichtav than the Mishnah. But we'll leave it with this. Comes the Sfasemis and says, this one place in the whole Shas Mishnayos that mentions Ner Chanukah is regarding the fact that Ner Chanukah you're allowed to and you're supposed to put it outside. That's why if someone puts Ner Chanukah outside, he's not Chayav on the fire. What's the idea behind it? Says the Sfasemes, in the name of Admor, which I think he means the Chidush Harim, says the Pshat is, that what was the Milchama of Yovan against Am Yisrael? The Greeks came to influence Am Yisrael and put into Am Yisrael the outside philosophy of the Greeks. That's what it says, that the Greeks made holes in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't destroy Beis HaMikdash, they made holes, they made openings in Beis HaMikdash. They wanted to open Beis HaMikdash, Am Yisrael, to the world. What is the counterattack against that? Is that we take the Gdusha, we take the Torah, and we take it out to the world. That's the idea of the Ner Chanukah, the Iker Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is to put it outside in the world. The Sfasemis adds that Ner Chanukah we put specifically within 10 tefachim to the ground. Why within 10 tefachim to the ground? Because the 10 tefachim to the ground outside, that's Rosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah, it reaches 10 tefachim and not more. That's the location of Rosh Hashanah. We're putting the revelation of the Gedusha of Ner Chanukah in the most external place possible. Outside of the house, in Rosh Hashanah, in the lower 10 tefachim Rosh Hashanah, the lowest place in the world. Because the whole idea of Chanukah is to take the light and bring it outside. And that's the counterattack of the Yevonim, who wanted to take the bad influence from outside, bring it inside. The counterattack is taking all the Gedusha of inside and bringing it outside. And that's the Chiddush of this Mishnah. Ner Chanukah, you are Potur when you light it outside, because the Hanukkah is supposed to be outside, it's supposed to be within the 10 Tefachim, it's supposed to be lit with a place where people are going and passing. That's the whole idea of Ner Hanukkah, or revealing the Kedusha outside. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.